This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time to look ahead. It's Good Day Health on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I can emphasize, you like my emphasis? Dr. Jack Stockwell. Did your mother ever say, is there a doctor in the house? Or did she ever say, my son, the doctor?
Yeah, I got that all the time.
Is there a doctor in the house? Of course, there's always a doctor. Dr. Jack is here to work us through any number of items and issues to help you out, as usually is the case here on his weekly performance. He's a GAPS practitioner certified in your gut. He can know and tell you. I don't know. Do you ever put a stethoscope? I don't think I've ever seen you with a stethoscope. Say it again, Doug. A stethoscope. That's the old...
When I'm requested to do blood pressure checks, which I am occasionally, I will use a stethoscope then.
Do you ever listen to something? Do you ever put it on somebody's, you know, the usual is heart and lungs? But I wonder what would you listen to if you put a stethoscope on somebody's stomach?
Well, you know, if you put your ear to somebody's stomach, you can hear all those gastric sounds.
You can?
Yes. Okay. And gastric noises are perfectly normal. And usually when someone would put a stethoscope to the stomach wall to listen, they're listening in certain areas, small intestine, large intestine, to make sure gastric sounds are present. Especially when you have undergone anesthesia, they want to make sure that gastric activity is returning. But there's also intestinal and abdominal problems that will affect normal gastric sounds. Mm-hmm. And so when they're using a stethoscope, that's what they're looking for. Too much of something or not enough of something that should be.
Got it. Okay. So Jack also, Nooker Chiropractor, has his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, joins us every week at this time. And the number one thing on the hit parade for the past 6 months has been COVID and whether or not there's a vaccine. And we'll have a verdict by the end of the year. And half the people who are asked say, I'm not getting the vaccine shot, no matter what.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I think it is.
Half of them.
But see, guys like Fauci will say that people like you are doing a disservice. I shouldn't pick on Fauci, but there are a lot of people who are on that list. Most of the public health experts.
Well, Fauci has ownership in Moderna. Of course he's going to promote Moderna's vaccine.
Well, but he says he doesn't. Or somebody said they checked out his portfolio and he doesn't have. Exactly. I should have it. They're headquartered in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, and a lot of the testing they're doing are with people in this community. And do you wonder about that? Who signs up? Have you ever known anybody to have signed up for tests for any drug or for any vaccine or for anything? I remember when I was there were three or four stations I can remember vividly doing commercials on the air for people asking for folks to volunteer for a trial. We'll pay you $54 a visit. I remember I did this almost every day at KBC in Los Angeles. There was some kind of trial going on for something every day. And we need volunteers, and you get paid X number of dollars for a visit, and yada, yada, yada. And so older people would sign up who needed money. And, I don't know what else happened. I don't know of anybody who ever died from going into some of these trials, because you wonder, with something going on every day, are there that many new drugs in the pipeline? I guess the answer is yes. Right?
Well, AstraZeneca's test recently had somebody die from the vaccine.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And there have been others that have been stopped and started and stopped and started because people have ill effects. Well, what do you expect if they don't really know how it's going to work? You become a guinea pig.
And it's part of the FDA testing process to get FDA approval for a drug.
You've got
to
kill so many people.
Large trials. Well, right, I don't know if I put it that way, but that does happen.
I shouldn't say that.
Well, there's a certain envelope that results have to be inside of.
Yeah. All right. Now, can you remember any of the things that we talk about, all of these the supplements that come from standard process that are made from food. But let's just go across the board, not just a standard process supplementation, but there are jillions. There are a lot of companies that have made a lot of money over the years selling supplements. Do you know of any who have gone through trials like we are required to do with the FDA approval for a vaccine or anything? And is that good or bad? I guess there are two
trials,
parts of the question.
Trials are required if you're going to make a claim. Mm-hmm. If you're not making claims, trials would only be done by the good nature of the supplement company itself,
mm-hmm.
As they bring stuff together. But usually, like standard process, for example, they field test absolutely everything that goes into their products because the product, the supplements
what does it mean?
Are living
field
things.
Test. What does that mean? Who do they get to field?
Well, the animal byproducts that are a part of their supplements are either from organic sources, and there are not enough organic animals, or they come from USDA cleared prime type of material that is once again tested in the laboratory once it arrives to make sure it is absolutely free of prions, like with mad cow, to make sure it's absolutely free of any underlying what would be considered a pathogen of any kind before it's ever processed and put into their products. And as far as the vegetable aspect of their products are concerned, they're all organic because they come from their own organic farms.
All right. So there's that. But I think that a lot of people say, well, I'm not going to take it because it hasn't been tested. But it doesn't need to be tested, according to what you're telling us.
Well,
because
a good company will do a product assay test before they release a particular batch of the product. And so what it does is it goes through a week to 2 week quarantine process to make sure nothing suddenly starts growing on it that wasn't there to begin with. And the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, makes sure that what you have on the label is actually inside the product. Mm-hmm. So those assay tests have to be done before they hit the marketplace if you want to stay in the marketplace.
All right, let's just stay with this in a moment. I want to talk about the difference between black Americans and white Americans when it comes to attitude toward vaccines, and whether there are any blacks being tested is a question. But why is it? Well, I want to talk about the fear factor a little bit more.
Sure.
As we work our way through some of the issues that affect those who are thinking about their health and well-being. This is Good Day Health. The podcast, the most recent podcast from Jack, he's got two places you can listen to him podcast-wise. At ForbiddenDoctor.com, he and his wife do a regular podcast, really full of knowledge, and their energy level is so great. They get so excited when they're talking about some of the research that they've done. So make yourself privy to that by going to just look at the list of all the podcasts. I think a couple hundred of them. That have all kinds of impacts on pretty much every aspect of your health and well-being. So check it all out. Have some time to go through the list and look and do the research on something that may be bothering you. You can get some help from Jack and Mary at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Also, we have our Good Day Health podcast. The most recent one with Jack is a learning experience how wheat germ oil, for example, promotes better sex. We talk about all the oils. Many of them come from standard process that are necessary in your body. And Jack always suggests that you do your due diligence. Make your decisions from informed consent. But certainly the main fish oils are a focus here. It's important that you get the background. Again, if your health is important to you, listen to these podcasts. You can find it at GoodDayHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Stats show that, believe it or not, almost 70% of families own a pet. And if you've ever owned a pet, you've certainly at one time or another lost that pet. Well, that's where Spot On comes in. Sung Divathana is CEO.
So the Spot On Virtual Smart Fence, it's the first and only dog containment and tracking system that lets you take your dog in the Spot On system wherever you go. With our patented technology, you can easily program a containment area simply by just holding the collar with the antenna up in your hand and walk the perimeter that you intend to keep your dog contained. Now, you can do this at home, you can do it at the beach, you can do it camping, you can do it at a friend's house. The entire system is in a collar, and you have a smartphone app that works with the collar.
You heard right, a virtual fence. So what happens if your pet ventures past that fence? We'll have that tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Back to Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. The idea of vaccines or the idea of how to cure the, if that's what it is, how to eliminate, maybe is a better word, Jack, eliminate the whole COVID scene. Probably never going to eliminate it. We haven't eliminated the flu. We haven't eliminated the cold. A lot of things that were prevalent are still around. We just don't get them. Is that because we have normally built up immunity? Is that why we don't, many of us, don't get the flu, don't get colds, don't get other things, not because we took vaccines every year, but because we built up an immunity to whatever the bug is?
Well, certainly. Certainly. And that's why, whether it's influenza A or it's COVID-19, which is actually the disease, it's SARS-CoV-2 is the bug, supposedly. Mm-hmm. And all the other coronaviruses that come down the pike and all the other influenza type problems that for respiratory illness that come down the pike. The younger people simply do not fall prey to this stuff because they still have good, strong, resilient immune systems they got when they were developing inside their mothers.
Right.
The older we get, the more malnourished we become, the more subject we become to different kinds of metabolic problems, cardiovascular problems, digestive problems, central nervous system problems, whatever, the weaker our immune response is. And so that's why the older generation usually falls prey to these kinds of things much more than younger people do. And even if you look at the demographic breakdown of those who have actually died as a result of COVID infections, I know I'm just repeating what everybody has heard 100 times, but the older you are, the sicker you are, the more likely you are to die of this. But the same thing is true of pneumonia. The same thing is true of other influenza type of problems or bacterial infections or cancer or a lot of other diseases that affect us.
Right,
the older, sicker
limb?
We are.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I just got an idea. Can we go out on a limb and suggest if you have a strong immune system, you can live forever?
Well, there are other aspects. There are other aspects, but you are certainly moving in the right direction.
Yeah. All right.
Because you look at the indigenous, the indigenous groups around the world that are still separated from the foods of commercial enterprise.
Right. Eskimos, in other words, it'd be 110 easy.
You know, the people, the Hunza people and the people high in the Himalayas and some of the isolated people in the Amazon. And then you had the Inuit Eskimo, these kinds of things, because they eat foods they have eaten for thousands of years that their genes are tuned to, and they're not eating processed foods.
You mean,
they live long, fruitful lives.
Our genes are not tuned to eating ice cream? What kind of an outrage is that?
Maybe 100,000 years from now.
Apparently, we're not supposed to call them Eskimos anymore. We're supposed to call them something.
Inuit, whatever the tribe is, whatever the tribal name is.
Got it. All right, but I do want to, before we leave the discussion of COVID, I want to find out why it is that blacks are more affected by the virus than are whites. That's something that comes up, and we continue our focus on giving you support that you need, information-wise, for your health. Dr. Jack Stockwell and Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Dr. Jack and Dr. Doug. I don't have a license. I do have. Well, I do have a license. I got a Massachusetts driver's license. Yeah. But Jack has got a. He got two licenses. Actually, probably three or four. In fact, got a couple hanging on his wall and one in his wallet, so he can drive his old motorcycle around.
Mm-hmm. I have
not
a motorcycle
seen
endorsement.
Do you?
Yeah. I have a Harley.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah. I've not seen you on it, though. Well, Mary rides.
So does she. Well, Mary has her own Harley.
She's got her own Harley. Good Lord. There's something to behold. All right. Next, as we go back to the flu season, I really want to know why, as I'm looking at the number of people who are saying yeah to the vaccine or no to the vaccine, more blacks who are getting more of the virus than whites in a percentage population view, have seen the largest drop in vaccination confidence. So they have more of the COVID, and yet they are less likely to have the vaccine. Well, they have more because they are subject to bad diets, I guess, and they eat more and they're out
again,
of
what's. You know, we may have talked about this in the past because it seems a little familiar. However,
yeah, we probably have.
Here's the fact. Facts. I take care of a couple of African-American patients right now who are local celebrities. And the family, every one of them can sing like an angel. And there's like eight of them. And they have a beautiful choir and everything else. But they're sick. And they wanted to know why. And I said, listen, you know, I can sugarcoat this and tell you to keep eating that ice cream and keep eating those Twinkies and things are going to be fine. But listen, how long has your blood been in America? And they looked at me kind of odd. And I said, no, seriously. I suspect you are descendants of African slaves. And they kind of look at me like, well, where are you going with this, Jack?
Black is.
Yeah, well, exactly. And I said, listen, what is your native diet of your ancestors when they were in Africa? They couldn't tell me. They had no idea what it is. I said, well, let me ask you an easier question. How long have your ancestors been in Africa? A long time. Yes. Hundreds of thousands of years, and they have developed diets that help them to survive in the worst of conditions, best of conditions, that your genes will adapt themselves to over thousands of years. The same thing for people who developed in the Polynesian Islands, the people who developed in Northern Europe, the people who developed in Central China. You have diets indigenous to those areas. And when you move to another area, you can't do it in 200 or 300 years with a diet that is so different than what your genes are tuned to, and still have the same beautiful health that your ancestors did. And I said, what's your diet consist of? Because both of them are overweight. And I said, look at you. You do not look like an African, a native African.
No.
You look like an American, who's been eating American diet for the last 200-300 years that your people have been in this country.
Not even
and
that.
I said, you guys, well, that's it. And I said, you guys know I love you. We're close friends. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you the truth. As long as you continue to eat the standard American diet that is so overly processed and all the beautiful nutrients are gone in order to get shelf life, you're going to continue to be sick. And they said, why has nobody ever told us that? And I said, well, nobody listens.
There's a certain amount of common sense. If they're smart people, there's a certain amount of common sense.
Well, they are smart, but they never thought about that. They never thought about that because they think they eat decent diets because they eat fruits and vegetables. Well, I'm sorry, nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, that's, now, come on. Fruits are good for you.
Not in the sense of glyphosate-ridden foods. If you're going to go organic, fine. But I said, you don't have to do like the Maasai and drink ox blood or the Isimbuto on the other side of the mountain. You know, but you have to get back to a diet that comes from the earth, not from the grocery store.
All right. Dr. Jack giving you his point of view, which is important. On Good Day Health, we continue another half hour of this week's Visit with Dr. Jack. Coming right up here, I'm Doug Steffen.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. The fully automatic all-wheel drive system is capable of transferring 100% of available engine power to the rear wheels when necessary. The enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions, and it's the only minivan to offer all-wheel drive and stow-and-go seating and storage. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With 1 week to go, the presidential candidates are crisscrossing the country, making last-minute pushes for support. At a Tuesday rally in Michigan, President Trump attacked former Vice President Joe Biden for past economic policies he said hurt Michigan workers.
Biden was a cheerleader for NAFTA. You got killed by them. A catastrophe for the auto industry and for your state. Following NAFTA, one-third of the auto jobs left and they went to Mexico and Canada, but they went to Mexico. Biden enthusiastically voted for China's entry into the World Trade Organization, fueling the rise of China on the backs of Michigan workers.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are world champions for the first time since 1988 after beating the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1 in Game 6 of the World Series. This is USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Could Texas be turning blue? Democratic groups are making a push in the state for former Vice President Joe Biden, but could it be enough? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Billionaire Michael Bloomberg is planning to spend around $15 million to help Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden defeat President Trump in Texas and Ohio during the final week of the campaign. The president won both states in 2016, and holding on to both states is crucial to his re-election prospects. Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke tells MSNBC, though, he believes Texas could go blue.
In the most voter-suppressed state in the country, you're already seeing record turnout, and so much of that is fueled by black voters and Latino voters and voters in communities of color, precisely the ones that we're turning out today with the Texas Organizing Project. So this is Biden's state to lose, and we are doing our part here in Texas. We would love to see Joe Biden come down here as well.
The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google will be before the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday to face questioning over accusations of bias and their special protections under the Communications Decency Act. Senator Roger Wicker says these companies have immense power as the gatekeepers of information. The Mississippi Republican told Fox Business that it's clear to him that these companies have allowed a blatant bias to direct their activities.
When it comes to policing what actually gets out to the public and what doesn't, there's a bit of bias on behalf of the liberal point of view and a whole lot more restriction to conservative thought.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're just talking off the air about the oxblood comment and whether or not we should go further with that. And I have an upset stomach just thinking about it.
Well, different tribes, what the Polynesians eat, what the Inuit eats, what the Northern Europeans eat. And, you know, and when you change your diet program, you're going to have physiological changes as a result. Mm. Not everybody is designed to eat the same thing.
But, you see, with the acknowledgement that the supplements that come from standard process, so supplementation routine in general, but we, both you and I, are on to standard process because it's all natural and it's grown and it's all food-based. So when you think about, though, how many people take all these supplements and how many there are, I mean, when you go to the standard process catalog, there are hundreds, literally hundreds, of supplements that address different things going on in your body because apparently we aren't getting, as you just described, from the food, whether it's fruit, vegetables, whatever the organic stuff is that we can get our hands on, we aren't getting it. So somebody came up with a bright idea at one point in time. I'd love to know, frankly, I don't know the history of supplements. I don't know when the first ones were developed. I would love to know who the
first person...
I bet you do.
I have an answer to that. Well, Standard Process is the oldest company in America, 1929.
Doing supplements.
Yes, and the fellow that developed it, Dr. Royal Lee, his mother was in having serious health problems, and he was trained as a dentist. And as he examined, and of course, dentists 100 years ago, and this is, you know, pretty close to 100 years ago, were the nutritionists of the day. Because they knew that the health of the mouth represented the health of the rest of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the ones who would make dietary changes in their patients to address these kinds of problems. Well, as he researched more and more what was going on with his mother and looking for a malnutrition cause for these things, he was able to put together a product that's called Catalan. It's their flagship product. It's still there to this day. And she went on to live another two or three decades.
What is Catalan?
Everything.
Really?
And the interesting thing about it is anytime some new food substance is discovered, like, oh, here's the new thing in broccoli, or here's the new thing in kale, it's already in Catalan. They examine cattle and define this product because it's made of several different products that come from the earth, from organic farms, and some animal byproducts that are in there, very small amount that are necessary to trigger certain enzyme reactions inside the body.
And so they describe it, their supplement sheet describes Catalan as an outstanding multi-mineral and multivitamin with active live enzymes, good for people who have lower resistance, fatigue, that sort of thing, good for the person who does not eat a perfect diet.
Yes.
All right. So that sounds like the
Well, that's in the general health pack. One of our most popular subjects or products is the general health pack. It's a box of 60 of these little packets.
Yep.
And that's in there, plus an oil, plus some minerals that really are necessary for daily health. Most of the vitamin products on the marketplace are synthetic. They're just fractions, stuff that they get away with selling that actually lead to malnutrition.
Yeah,
but, it's faddish and people don't, you know, you were saying, I think, in the last hour about how naive people can be regarding various political, economic, social ideas. They're very naive regarding their own body and their own
physiology.
How
did we get this way? How did we get so disconnected? This maybe is a philosophical question, but one which everybody listening to this, whether you're listening to the program live or you're listening to the podcast, think about. How it is that you come up with the beliefs that you have? Do you
read?
Are they passed down from your parents? No.
Yeah.
You're watching television. You leave the damn TV on all the time.
Yep.
You're watching that nonsense on Fox or MSNBC, and it's just all pejorative junk. You're feeding your mind, and that mind feeds your body, the spirit-mind-body connection. The mind tells you it's okay to eat this or it's not okay. It's like it's okay to think this way but not okay to think that way. So it's okay to eat this stuff but not okay. I've seen 100 ads for Frosted Flakes and Frosty whatever this past week or so. I don't know why. There have been a lot of ads on TV and the stuff that I've been watching, it's either cereal or drugs.
Well, it is. You're right.
One or the other.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. Crazy.
It is. And then they changed the names of cereals. Remember, Sugar Pops is now, I think, Corn Pops.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar Smacks, I'm not sure what it is now, but they still have it, but it's not called... Is it Honey Smacks?
I don't know.
Because sugar got
a
bad name.
For ages. Yeah.
Well, neither have I.
Yeah.
Neither. It is the most... denaturalized, demineralized,
well,
unhealthy thing you can possibly
feel. Well, if they make it from
corn,
the problem is it's all GMO corn now.
Yes.
So there's no real
and
benefit.
And it's overly processed.
Detriment, yep.
The germ of the grain that was in there is gone.
And by the way, the farmer gets screwed that grows the grains because they don't get paid what they should or what they need to be paid in order to make a sustenance living. So that's why you find a lot of small farmers just staying away from grains because on the open market, the commodity exchanges make them cheaper and cheaper. It's like milk. You can't find local farmers doing milk much anymore because the government has allowed the big producers to push all the little guys out of the way. And that's the same when it comes to the grains that used to be healthy and wholesome for us. Now they aren't. It's full. Those grains are just so full of Monsanto stuff.
Yes.
And just, oh, my God, it's, when you think about it. But now, somebody asked me, because last week we were talking about that on the podcast, about the oils. Now, the oils that come, you mentioned wheat oil, you mentioned a bunch of different oils. How do they not have the residue that we're talking about that's in regular wheat that leads people to be either gluten intolerant or, worse than that, the kinds of things that get into your system?
Well, it's a good question. And I don't mean to walk over you, but gluten is a protein, and you don't have gluten in wheat germ oil. It's just the oil that comes out of the germ itself. So wheat germ oil is fine for anybody that's got a wheat allergy. And all the oils are fats. That's what an oil is. Mm-hmm. Proteins have been removed from it.
Yeah.
And so all you end up with is the essence of the oil itself, and oils do different things in the body.
Yeah, necessary. You know,
Yeah, because remember, the dry weight of your brain is more than half fat.
Mm-hmm.
And the oils are necessary. Fats are necessary for the building of the cells. Your cell wall is made out of phosphorus and fat. The artery walls are made out of fat. The insulation of your nerves is made from fat. All the major organs of the body, the heart, the liver, the kidney, are nestled in a bed of fat.
Good
fat. So that in times of starvation or just limited food, there is a huge nest bed of energy surrounding these organs to keep them alive.
Right. Talking about your brain, I know the trouble with you is I get you started on something, you go until tomorrow. So calm down. We got the picture. Fat is everywhere in our body. Very important. Yes. Now, when we're talking about, I was back on the brain part, taking care of your brain. There's a natural dietary supplement called Prevagen that if you're not aware of it, you ought to be aware of it. Prevagen will lead you to having a much healthier brain, especially if you get older and you have, they describe it as age-related cognitive impairments. That means you're maybe getting a little feeble when it comes to your brain, and you don't want that to be the case. You got to supplement. It's like everything else. If you don't eat the right foods, then you need supplementation. And this certainly is good even if you are eating the right foods. Supplement with Prevagen. Make it a part of your daily routine if you want to have a healthier brain, a better life as you live older. That's right. All natural ingredients in Prevagen. So think of your brain as you think of your body. Keep it healthy. Add Prevagen to your daily routine. And to make sure that you have that great cognitive sense about you as you get older. You're going to forget a few things here and there. But Prevagen is loaded with vitamin D, and that's great for your brain. Get a healthier brain, a better life. Prevagen.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
Most of us think of pumpkin as a flavoring for our coffee or pumpkin pie, where in reality, pumpkin can offer a great amount of vitamins and nutrients.
Dietitian Anya Guy says, as side dishes go, pumpkin may be a better pick than sweet potatoes.
1 cup of cubed pumpkin provides 30 calories and less than 1 gram of fat, whereas the same serving of sweet potato would offer triple the amount of calories.
Guy says pumpkin is a great source of fiber, iron, and potassium. It's also a versatile, healthy substitute for recipes.
It can be used instead of butter or oil in baking recipes. It could be cubed into soups or stews. You can even puree it into pancake mixtures.
Guy says if you get your puree in a can, make sure it's nothing but pumpkin.
Look for 100% pure pumpkin puree without any added sugar. It's great.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C,
It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Jack Stockwell and Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. Jack just told me the main ingredient in Prevagen.
A jellyfish. It's an extract from jellyfish.
That is nothing much more natural than that. What do the jellyfish have that's a part of their makeup that's good for our brain? What is
it? Certain protein structures in a concentrated form that actually help synaptic activity in the brain.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there you go. So, don't forget, by the way, before I sometimes I think about this, sometimes I don't. At ForbiddenDoctor.com, you find their podcasts from Matt, Jack and Mary. Also, you really need to avail yourself of the symptom survey.
Oh, yes.
And the personal help that you get. A lot of people have a lot of questions. Maybe you don't want to hear the answer, but now is a great time for you or somebody that you love to get a detailed report on your current physical status. So check it out. Sign up for it. Actually, take the 4-page exam. Very simple. I take it every year just to see how things are different. So do that, and you'll get the advice, the help from Jack and his staff at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
And it's free.
And it's free. Yes. There's a story about a construction worker who died this past week after eating too many bags of black licorice. So I'm trying to figure out. I looked at it. This is apparently it causes low potassium and imbalance in minerals in the electrolytes. It has what they call glycyrrhizic acid, which is in a lot of stuff like licorice. And so we were talking about what's all natural. Isn't licorice like a root?
Well, licorice root is actually a good stimulant to the adrenals.
Yeah.
It is known it's known to raise blood pressure. True licorice root. Mm-hmm. Now, the licorice candy that is out there is something different.
Is this like dark chocolate and milk chocolate, the difference is in the healthy level of that?
In commercial candy licorice, whether it's red vines or red licorice or black, the primary ingredient is sugar. And in many cases, it's high fructose corn syrup. And if you eat an awful lot of that, it's not that he just decided one day to sit down and eat a whole bunch of this stuff.
No, but
it's probably a pattern.
He had heart problems.
Yes.
Even eating black licorice, like when people chewing tobacco when they start as teenagers. You get nothing. I mean, you want to kill yourself early. Help yourself. But apparently, as I noticed that the research being done on this. Now, how many people would think, okay, black licorice, I'm going to do some research on that. If you eat as little as 2 ounces of black licorice a day for 2 weeks, it'll cause your heart rhythm problems. Yeah. That is arrhythmia or fibrillations or whatever. And that's, who would have thought that? I know a lot of people that chew on it every day. They love black licorice.
Yes, I don't eat it very often, but every now and then, I wouldn't mind a piece or two. I like black licorice.
Really?
The red is just, is red dye. But
apparently, he'd switched from the red twists to the black licorice because somebody told him it was better for him. Apparently, that wasn't the case. He was eating lunch. When he died, he was at a McDonald's or Wendy's or something having a fast food lunch.
Yeah.
So he's chewing on licorice sticks, and he's going over to the fast food joint. And he had apparently low potassium, which gives you what? What is that?
Well, low potassium is absolutely essential for normal heart function.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably had a racing heart. You want to slow the heart down, you got tachycardia, you start taking, make sure you have potassium. Potassium will relax the heart.
Magnesium, potassium, all of those things help to balance out your system for sure. All right, balance when it comes to information about your health. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
C. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sort of continuum with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here to bring us up to date on... Oh, yeah, we were just talking... I want to digress with you for a moment into dentistry. I know that we all, I think, are not being too smart about how we think about or handle dentistry at the moment because of the fear factor. And it just gets to be old. But I wonder what you're... As you're a Nooka chiropractor. You're also a GAPS practitioner. But we also, many times, you and I have talked about how diseases start in the mouth. If you don't have good gums, if you don't have good teeth, good structure, good bone structure there, it can really help your body deteriorate quickly. So what are you telling your patients who may be afraid of going to the dentist because of the COVID situation? If people come into you and say, I haven't been to the dentist for a long time because I'm afraid of what I'm going to find when I go into the dentist's office, I think that's, I think it's nonsense, but I wonder
well,
what you're...
I think it is, too.
Yeah.
I think it is nonsense. And any, I may have had that conversation once at the most, maybe twice since last February with a patient, and it wasn't just the kind of hygienic conditions that might exist in their dentist office, but any kind of medical situation. The thing is that people either are really focused on what they're trying to get done and will do what is necessary. Like if they're having severe dental pain, if they've got a bad cavity, an abscess, a root canal need, or anything like this, the hygiene of their dentist's office is one of the last things in their mind. They got to get in there, they got to get taken care of. Originally, when the shutdown started to occur here in our state of Utah, while my office was left open, a lot of dental offices were closed down. Unbelievably, a dentist's office was not considered as being essential business. Now, my dentist went ahead and took care of emergencies anyway behind the scenes. And the last thing they were worried about at that time would be the hygienic situation. But, as you said, dentists are very well aware of conditions going on inside the body, as simply as represented by the condition of the mucosa inside your mouth, as well as the conditions of your teeth, because your teeth are just extensions of the mandible, which is bone. The teeth are made of bone, and even if they're covered with enamel, they're still extensions of the skeletal structure of the human body. And when they see that going to pot, then they, you know, some dentists who are nutrition-oriented will do something in the, at least suggestions about things. Other dentists who aren't nutrition-oriented, like most of the medical health care, aren't oriented towards nutrition. Well, even when they see things that represent nutritional deficiencies, may not say anything about it at all. So I don't know that the hygienic aspect of a dentist's office, in the perspective of my patients, has ever even been an issue.
Really? Okay. All right, here's an issue that you confront all the time. And because one of the sponsors of this get-together is Calitrin, we're always talking about losing weight.
Yes.
And if you don't lose weight, or people who put on weight quickly, you get just plain fat, open themselves up to the possibility of diabetes. And we all know that the COVID connection to diabetes is a direct line connecting the dots. So now you have found a way, or you've discovered a way, that perhaps diabetes can be reversed. Under what circumstances?
Well, this is amazing, Doug. This came from the University of Cambridge, his Department of Public Health and Primary Care. They found that the people with type 2 diabetes who would lose weight in the first 5 years of their diagnosis had a much higher likelihood of remission. All they had to do was lose 10% of their weight. If they weighed 200 pounds, they lost 20 pounds. In the first 5 years, they were more than twice as likely to go into remission. And so it was a study done on 867 people aged 40 to 69. If they just lost 10% of their weight in the first 5 years following diagnosis, they were twice as likely to go into remission.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Yeah, that is amazing. So then what do you tell people that you know that come to you with diabetes? How do you school them? How do you counsel them?
Oh, the first thing
Go on a diet? What do you do?
We have to stop the sugars. We have to stop sugars first and foremost. Yeah. Within 30 days, a little bit of weight resistance training, drop all sugars in 30 days, and add two things from Standard Process, Diaplex and Cataplex GTF. Mm-hmm. You do those two things. Do a little bit of resistance training. I don't mean turn into Arnold Schwarzenegger, just a little bit that makes you raise your breath during exercise and get rid of the processed sugars. And in 30 to 45 days, we have seen people greatly decrease or get off their medication.
All right, so there's one way to transform your life. And if you want to get on that bandwagon, losing the weight, the transformation comes from using Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Take everybody's advice who's ever been there. Toploss.com, the way to get to Calitrin, taking Calitrin for 3 months minimum, 6 months, I think, or I've stayed on it forever because I like the side benefits, but it's a fabulous way to get the weight off and keep it off guaranteed or your money back. Get the order in at toploss.com. Use the discount code at checkout, DJV, for no shipping.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.